Does it feel like you're fighting for financial knowledge? Don't let bad advice be a punch in the gut to your retirement. Take advantage of a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation with a local, trusted advisor. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisor Network. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state.
Do you want to go into retirement without regrets? Then stick around for the tips on how to enjoy a carefree retirement. You don't want to miss this one.
Affinity Advisory Network presents.
I'm getting that what I call mailbox money. I wake up and that mailbox money is there, and it's something I can count on, and I know it's going to be there for the rest of my life.
An extraordinary visionary cultivating inspiring ideas.
And they put their money in and they want that money really to work for them. And we understand that. But also, you can't predict the market, right? So just because it did it last year doesn't mean it's going to do it next year.
And now,
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert, president, founder of Affinity Advisory Network, where he's been helping folks for more than 20 years getting to and through retirement. Robert, what's new? What's going on?
Good morning, Steve. How's it going?
Very, very well, thanks. I love these shows where, we're sort of challenging folks and to not have regrets going into retirement. That is a huge deal. And it's not impossible, right? I mean, we just got to be diligent about things.
Be diligent, have a good roadmap, and you can definitely sail through retirement comfortably.
All right. So one of the biggest things I think that hold us back is our belief that perhaps we didn't save enough money.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real common thing. Most folks that come in, they just say, I wish I could have started saving earlier, or I wish I would have started investing earlier. And that's a very, very common regret. But, the good thing about that is a lot of times when people come in and they don't think they've saved enough money, they actually have, Steve. And, clients, when they sit down with us and they find out that, hey, I'm not going to run out of money, even though I don't think I started as early as I should have, man, they get such a sigh of relief.
Sure. Well, I mean, again, and that's got to be a good thing for you to see that sigh of relief to say, okay, things are going to work out.
Absolutely.
Sure. So what's one tip for folks that maybe haven't started saving or perhaps not saving enough? What can they do today to help start to make a difference?
I always tell everyone, saving money, you have to set aside the money before you pay anything else, before you pay yourself, before you pay your bills. The savings money has to go in there. So, depending on what your goals are, 10, 20% of whatever you're earning each paycheck, just set that aside in a savings account and start that as early as you can.
And that's really, it really is that simple, isn't it? And but again, it is simple, but it's hard. Does that make sense?
It's
simple, but it's easy.
You're exactly right, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I have people that we've worked with over the years that, their income, when they were working over the last, several years, they might've been retired for 10, 15, 20 years by now, but they never made more than $30,000 or $40,000, yet today they're millionaires. And you know what that's from? It's from that little thing that we just talked about, which is just set aside the money first, a small portion of what you make, that 10, that 20% of the money separate that you won't touch and under any circumstance, and just let that build and build and build. It's really not how much money you make. It's really how structured you are in saving the money.
Well, I think you make a great point when you said there are couples that may be making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year each, and by the time they get to retirement, they're millionaires, and you're right. It doesn't take much if you start early enough. And again, right. I realize we can't go back in time and start back then, but if you're, you know, I mean, again, even if you're in your 40s, it's not too late, is it?
No, it's not. And it's the magic of that compound interest, you know. You put a little bit in there, let it compound, then it compounds on itself and over on and on until you retire.
So when you're working with a couple, and I know oftentimes that's what you do, how do you work with couples to say, all right, we've got to get you both on the same page? Because I know for a fact they're not always on the same page.
They're not, Steve. I mean, anybody that's married for any length of time knows that you're not always on the same page about anything. That's right. Raise your hand, right? So, you know, one of the things that I talk to couples about is, you know, it's very apparent in a lot of these meetings that one spouse or the other kind of takes the lead when it comes to retirement planning. And the advice that I give them is make sure you're both involved, you know, make sure, because, you know, something's going to happen maybe to one of you where one of you is sick and you're in the hospital and financial things need done. And that's on a short-term basis. There's things that could happen in the long-term where one of you end up in assisted living or skilled nursing, and then it has to be handled all the way through. And then, you know, God forbid the planning spouse dies. What do you do then? Right. So it's very important. I tell people to include both spouses during the planning process to make sure that no matter what happens, both of you know the roadmap, both of you know the goal, both of you know the outcome.
That really is a critical piece, isn't it?
It is, for sure.
Yeah. 877-841-1963 is the phone number you can call, folks. And one of the other things that can happen, and I understand, is that you get to retirement. You've been a good saver, let's say that. You get to retirement, you're very excited, and all of a sudden, you're spending a lot more money than you probably should be. But I get that. Is that something you have to sort of remind people of sometimes?
We do, because a lot of times people feel like, you know, they save their entire life, and then they get to retirement and they go, okay, now it's time to make those big purchases, you know, buy that dream home or buy that car or buy that RV and that truck and travel around. And, you know, a lot of times if you come out of the gate spending hard and fast, that a lot of times, unfortunately, is what your retirement becomes. And then at the end, you have to really start to rein things back in. And we don't think that's a good plan. We really think there should be a roadmap from the very beginning. So while you're still working, we know what's going to happen the year you retire. If there's going to be money spent, we know what that money is ahead of time. If you're going to be traveling, we know that ahead of time and we can budget for that. So, you know, don't just, you know, save, and then all of a sudden go hard and fast when you retire and spend the money on big purchases. Really, you got to map that out. Because remember, this is all the money that you have at this point. There's no new money coming in other than maybe Social Security, pensions, and income. But, mm-hmm. you know, you're not going to make more typically. So it's all about protecting what you have and making it last over the long term.
Well, that really is key. When you talk about spending early in retirement, because that, you know, that's the go-go years. We're going to want to go. We're going to want to travel. We're going to spend time with grandkids. But the key here is as through that planning process, we share that with you and you say, all right, you want to spend 3 months in, you know, wherever the grandkids are. All right. Well, we have to budget for that. You want to go to Europe? All right. We got to budget for that. But the cool thing is you help us plan that ahead of time so that when we go, it's worry-free.
Put it right in the retirement roadmap, Steve. You know, we'll have it there and it is worry-free.
I like it. So as we start to look at this, how do you help folks navigate so they're able to really manage their money the right way, if you will? And again, does that just come with time? Does that come with discipline? Does that come with just because that's who we are?
Yeah, I would say that is discipline primarily. You know, I find that people that come in and meet with us, they fall into two categories. They either fall into that category of, you know, they've always saved money. So during retirement, they continue to save money and they end up being too frugal with their retirement. They have plenty of money to live a comfortable life, but yet they're living frugally because that's just what they've always done, right? And the other side of that is we have people who come out, like I just talked about in the last segment, is they spend too much money too fast. So really the trick to this is making sure that you understand, you know, the time horizon of retirement, making sure you know what your income is going to be, making sure you know what your fixed expenses are going to be, making sure that if there's big purchases, they're planned for. It's not just something you do on a whim when you first retire. It's really just, like you said, it's discipline and structure, Steve. That's it.
But that early conversation, you mentioned it, you just said it, time horizon. I mean, we've got to have that in our mind when we sit down to begin to put the plan together to say, hey, Robert, I need some help putting my retirement together. So let's talk time horizon. Is that just picking a day? Is that picking a year? What is that?
You know, when it comes down to time horizon, you know, there's many things that we talk about in that wording. And that's, you know, sometimes time horizon is, when do you want to retire, right? How old are you going to be? When do you want to turn Social Security on? Are you going to take early retirement? You're going to take full retirement? Or are you going to defer? How long, you know, we could say time horizon, how long does the money have to last you?
Ooh,
you know, looking at many things, looking at your family's health, looking at, you know, how long did grandma live? How long did grandpa live? You know, how long should we budget this money for? 80, 90 years old, or maybe even longer in some cases. I mean, my oldest client just passed away at 103 years old, Steve,
103?
And sharp as a tack.
Wow.
Yeah, 103. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, again, but again, the thing is, Robert, is that's not an unusual thing anymore.
It's not. People are living longer, which means you got to make your money last longer.
Right. And so we talk about the roadmap all the time and what people can do to, you know, stay on that fixed income, stay on that fixed budget. That's an adjustment for folks.
You know, it could be, but what I find a lot of times is, you know, by the time people reach close to their retirement goal, you know, hopefully they've done the right things. They've set money aside. They've paid off their bills. So they don't have a mortgage payment anymore. They don't have car payments anymore. You know, they kind of already budget, but they have that extra income coming in. And that's when we sit down with the client, we try to make sure that, you know, they don't have to change the lifestyle just because they're retired. As long as they took some good steps and were somewhat disciplined, you know, as they were building that retirement.
Right. And so as we start to go through this, and so when we've got the roadmap, but that roadmap is subject to change, isn't it?
It is, for sure. I mean, everything, I always tell clients that nothing that we do here is static. So it's going to move as you move. It's going to change as you change, right? Really, we need to optimize things in the roadmap to best suit that client. So we're going to look at the client's needs. We're going to look at their goals. We're going to look at those objectives. And those things are going to change from time to time, you know. But one of the biggest portions that I talk about when I talk about the roadmap is your income portion, right? Because that's really what that retiree has to count on. And so one of the things that we talk about is putting a lifetime income component in there. So this particular client might be receiving Social Security, they might be receiving a pension check. And then on top of that, we're taking some portion of their retirement and we're creating lifetime income that they can never outlive. Because our goal typically when our clients are going into retirement, we'd like to see them still have, you know, 75% of what they were making in income and have plenty of discretionary income when they're retired so they can really enjoy that retirement.
Sure, absolutely. 877-841-1963. In fact, let's go ahead and invite folks to call right now, Robert. Open up the lines and get some spots on the calendar open.
Absolutely. Any of our folks who are getting ready to retire and you just have questions about what direction I should go, do I have enough money, how do I create that guaranteed lifetime income, give us a call. We'll be happy to sit down with you. We offer comprehensive, complimentary one-on-one consultations where we can educate the client on everything that can be done from A to Z.
And on that note, we are going to invite you to call right now. Take advantage of the opportunity to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together. What you'll find out is how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? How about tax liabilities? And of course, a plan that includes maximizing that Social Security benefit. Now, if you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, all it takes is a phone call right now, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
No retirement plan is truly complete without this. What is it, you ask? We'll tell you, coming up.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times. It's the start of a new chapter.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Starting off on the right foot is key. At Affinity Advisory Network, we make sure you have the income you need to do everything that you're looking forward to. Trips to the beach with family, sightseeing, or sitting back, taking in fresh air and catching a fish or two. Robert Hall's custom planning process is comprehensive. custom tailored to your unique goals and will give you direction on when you can retire with confidence. Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963, 877-841-1963.
It's your go-go years, so let's get going with another retirement road trip.
Next stop, oh wait, let's ask the locals how to pronounce it.
It's Lancaster.
Lancaster. Lancaster.
Yeah, it's Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that is. Little morsel of history to get us started. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the capital of the United States. For one day. Yeah, it was during the Revolution. One day, September 27, 1777. That's because the Continental Congress fled Philadelphia after the city was captured by the British. But this area is beautiful, hospitable, with tons of character. You'll find the most picturesque, storybook rural area you could imagine. Pennsylvania Dutch country, Amish country. The oldest Amish settlement in the U.S. is there. A drive-through is like moving back in time with horses and buggies you'll pass in the beautiful farm homes with no electric lines running to them. You can take the Amish Farmlands guided tour. It'll take you deep into the heart of the community. And purchase handmade Amish goods at the Lancaster Central Market, the oldest continually operated farmers market in the United States. Plenty of shopping opportunities in town and food. Start your day with scrapple made from pork and spices and fried for breakfast. For dessert, have a Lancaster County whoopie pie. Two cake-like cookies and ice cream in the middle, and you'll shout, well, you know, whoopie. You may not take a horse and buggy to beautiful Lancaster, Pennsylvania on your road trip. Bet you'll get behind one, though. And you think a tractor's slow.
Are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert, of course, you've been helping folks for more than 20 years, and you have put together, you know, Affinity Advisory Network. I get that. But then you've also got AAN Wealth. And really what that comes down to is that you have put together a firm that covers everything from Social Security, Medicare, obviously investing, all of that under one roof.
Yeah, the people that come in to see us here, Steve, our Canton clients, they like it because, you know, we're truly that one-stop shop. You know, whether they have questions about taxes and they talk to one of our accountants or tax preparers, they have questions about insurance or they have questions about investments, you know, or they have legal questions for the law firms that we work with. I mean, we've made it very easy for people to come in and talk to all of the professionals. And we think that you get something that we call TBO when you do that, total benefits of ownership. Basically, you know, it's the left hand knowing what the right hand does because all of the professionals are communicating it. And that's pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. And again, as we sort of slide into this one here, we talk about retirement and the number. I remember some years ago, there was the commercial, what's your number? And it was all about what the number is to retire. In other words, how much money do you need? Is there a magic number? Is there something that's right for everyone?
You know what, Steve? I actually just out of curiosity Googled this. Do you know if you Google magic retirement number, there is a number that pops up?
No kidding.
It is.
What is it?
It's $1.27 million, and it was a survey from Northwestern Mutual.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's great.
Good and bad, right?
Good news, bad.
If you saved $1.27 million, you think you're in good shape, and if you're less than that, then you're going to be worried.
Right.
But, you know, all joking aside, I tell clients there's no magical number, right? It's really about, you know, how much money have you saved over your lifetime, and how do you want your retirement to work? You can't just say out of the blue, you need $1.27 million to retire, right? Because some people have all their bills paid off and maybe they have $300,000 in their retirement. They can still create guaranteed income for life if that's what they want to do, right? Mm-hmm. It just might not be as much as someone that saved, you know, $500,000, $600,000 or $1 million or $2 million. But at the end of the day, just about all of the products that these retirees are going to be using, whether it's on the insurance side of our business or if it's on the investment advisor side of our business, most of these people have almost all of the same products available to them. And really, it's going to come down to their lifestyle. So I would say the magic number is what the client needs. right?
Sure.
So it comes down to just planning. You know, you hear me talk about this all the time. You know, what type of lifestyle do you want to live? How much money did you save? What age do you want to retire? When do you want to take Social Security? How much income do you want to turn on during your lifetime? You know, it's all of those things that come into play. And I think that, you know, if you take all that in consideration, everyone's number is different. Right.
Of course. 877-841-1963 is the phone number. We've got that number. So you mentioned Social Security, and how do we maximize that? I mean, there's a lot of choices when to claim and how to do it and all of that. How do we know and how do we maximize that benefit?
Yeah, I mean, the simple answer to that is, you know, defer to age 70. That's when you're going to get the biggest benefit. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But, you know, one of the things that I'd recommend to our listeners is come in and get the complimentary Social Security analysis that we provide. You know, it's a very detailed booklet that they can take home. They can read, and it's going to tell them all the different ways they can take their Social Security. It's going to tell them how much money they're getting. It's going to tell them, you know, how many years they're going to collect it on average. It's going to tell them when their break-even analysis is. So we do that for anybody that's looking to retire. We provide that report at no charge, and they can take it home and study it. But maximizing retirement, simply put, is, you know, defer it to an older age and you'll get more of it.
I like the sound of it because more is better sometimes, especially when it comes to money, I think.
That's right. I'll take it.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk taxes because that's always an exciting thing to talk about in retirement. But it truly is a key piece to the retirement puzzle for a successful retirement. We got to have a tax map. We got to understand what is going to impact our taxes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of clients today, when they've retired with IRAs, more so than people that have retired with big Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks at their job. So, you know, when we think about taxes, it depends on what you're trying to do through retirement. You know, if you're just going to live off of your money that you saved over your lifetime, you know, you're probably either going to be paying capital gains on the money or you're going to be paying ordinary income tax. And, you know, if you think that you need a certain amount of money for a certain length of time, then we definitely need to sit down and do a tax plan with the accountants to make sure that, you know, what's that net number going to come down to? How much you're going to pay taxes? What's the smart amount to take, right? Because don't take money that you're paying taxes on when you're just going to take that money, pay the taxes and stick in a savings account and you're not using it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people do that. And so I think understanding the taxes is key. And for those people who have done the Roth conversions or contributed to the Roths over a long period of time, obviously they don't have to worry about the taxes on their withdrawals. But most families retire with IRAs and it is going to be a concern from a tax standpoint. And it's really just understanding, is that going to be ordinary income tax or capital gains?
And along with that, as we get a little bit older, we have to start worrying about RMDs, the required minimum distributions. That too can impact our taxes.
They can, for sure. And Steve, you and I know this, and hopefully our listeners know this, but you know, they keep increasing the age of your RMD. It used to be age 70 and a half, then it was 71, 72, now it's 73. Now, when they take this money out, they have to know that you have to take this money out. And when I say have to, you know, the penalties for not taking out are terrible. I mean, you'd pay 25% in penalties for not taking it, and then you'd pay the taxes on 100% of the money that you should have taken out. So even if you're not going to be using RMDs, you need to know the tax ramifications behind them because you're going to be forced to take them whether you want them or not.
And this is where we talk about a Roth conversion, and this is where a strategy can be put in place. You alluded to it, saying that if I've been doing Roth conversions over a number of years, that means the balance in that 401k or IRA is dropping, meaning that we won't be as influenced by RMDs when the time comes.
Exactly. And, you know, if you do that at the right time, Steve, it can have tremendous benefits. You know, the downside to a Roth conversion is obviously all the taxes that you pay up front. You know, that can be a big pill for people to swallow. But if you have a good time horizon and you're still working and you have time for that money to grow back, I mean, it's growing 100% tax-free and you're taking out 100% tax-free. What's better than that?
Yeah, exactly. What's better than that? And as we start to look at this, with the RMDs, there are some creative things that you can do if you don't need that money. And if there is still a pretty hefty balance, there are things that we can do from a charitable standpoint with our RMDs that will certainly lessen the tax blow on us.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people do have those goals to donate to charities.
Sure.
You can give your qualified funds over and not pay the taxes on it, on your RMDs. And, you know, not only charitable donations. But, you know, another thing to think about is wealth transfer, Steve. You know, a lot of these clients, they don't need the money. They don't want to take the money, but they're unaware that there's products out there where they can take their IRA, roll it over. They don't pay taxes on the rollover. And then what happens is that rollover amount leverages up and comes with a tax-free death benefit if they're not going to use the money. So, you know, it's not uncommon if someone, you know, took $100,000. And again, this is just a random example that I'm making up, but we'll have to run real numbers for the clients that are interested. But, you know, if I were to take $100,000 and do a wealth transfer because the client says, hey, on this $100,000 IRA, I'm never going to use this money in my lifetime. I'd rather give it to my kids or my grandkids. You know, at the right ages, that money could leverage up to, you know, $250,000, $300,000, 100% tax-free.
Wow.
So there are true wealth transfer benefits out there as well if people aren't going to be using their RMDs.
And that's really what that people need to be aware of, that because that the generational wealth transfer was often thought of to be, you know, the stretch IRA. And that's just not an option anymore. It's been done away with. So this is a more creative way to make sure that that wealth does get passed on.
Yeah. And Steve, you know, one of the things I like better about this than the stretch IRA, obviously, the stretch IRA was great because it, you know, the people that were inheriting the money paid a small amount of taxes over a very long period of time. Mm-hmm. But that also limited the amount that they were withdrawing over that time period as well, right? With the wealth transfer that I just spoke of, that doesn't matter anymore. You don't have to take little tiny distributions over a long period of time because the money's already leveraged up. So if you had $100,000 and it leveraged up to $300,000, that $300,000 could come out all at one time and be 100% tax-free. So, you know, even though there's going to be some taxes paid over a period of time, the leverage that they get on this, the flexibility that the person that inherits the money gets on this, it's hugely different. And we use this a lot for our clients who say, hey, I'm not going to be using my my RMDs. I'd rather do something for my kids or grandkids. And this is a great place to do it.
Absolutely. 877-841-1963. Just meeting with an independent fiduciary advisor like you and your company, I mean, that makes so much sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, depending on which side, obviously, of our business you're working on, if you're on the insurance side, those agents try to do the best for their clients. If you're working with anyone on our investment advisory side, they are legal fiduciaries to the clients. And, you know, no matter what branch of our business that you're meeting with, we always want to do the best because our goal is really to have our clients retire with a stress-free retirement that can, you know, they never run out of money over the rest of their life.
I like it. And let's see if we can help some other folks get there as well. And we can do that by opening up the phone lines and inviting to call.
Sure. If any of you are ready to retire and, you know, you're looking at things like RMDs or concerned about taxes and you want to see how that's going to impact your retirement, come in, sit down with any of our advisors. We're happy to meet. We'll spend about an hour, hour and a half with you and give you some real good information to take home and think over and talk about with your spouse. And then ultimately, if you need to put that plan into action, we can help you do that as well. So give us a call.
Make that call while you're thinking about it, folks. It's 877-841-1963. I mean, really, that's our goal here at the show, is to help you make the best decision for you. So if you got questions about what we're talking about or how it could apply in your own situation, simply call us. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
Are you leaving your retirement money on the table? You might be surprised. Stick around.
With Robert Hall and Affinity Advisory Network, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of the goals. At Affinity Advisory Network, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket health care protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning, it means so much. Call Robert Hall, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963. Robert Hall, 877-841-1963.
Affinity Advisory Network presents
Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall.
Okay, we are back on Retirement Readiness Radio with Robert Hall. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and had a good conversation. We touched a little bit on Social Security in the last segment, but Robert, let's go ahead and dig into it a little bit deeper. So when we talk about collecting Social Security, what factors into, you know, what that payment's going to be and when it happens?
There's a lot to it, Steve. I mean, there's bend point formulas, and you know, there's basically a way to calculate everyone's Social Security down to literally the penny. But when it comes down to it, if I just wanted to pick two things that were simple for people to understand, I would say, you know, the two things that will affect them is the amount of money they earned during their 35 highest earning years, and then ultimately when they turn their Social Security on. Are they going to turn it on early? Are they going to take it at full retirement, or are they going to defer and get that increase of 8% on the payout after age 70? So really the two highest things that I worry about, or the two biggest things, is, you know, how much money did you earn during the 35 highest earning years? And then ultimately, when are you going to turn on Social Security?
How do we find that out about our own Social Security? What do we do?
Yeah, you can actually go right online to socialsecurity.gov, and you can set up your own Social Security account, and it'll pull up everything you need, like your PIA, which is your personal insurance amount. And basically, that'll show you at full retirement age, how much can you take out? At early retirement, how much can you take out? If you defer it, how much can you take out? So I recommend that everybody set that up and have it accessible, especially if they're going to come into our office and they're looking for a consultation. We need to know at least the amount that they receive at full retirement age to run the comprehensive analysis that we give the clients.
So does it ever make sense to take it at 62?
You know, I have a lot of people that ask that question, and it really comes down to each individual situation. You know, I'll give you an example. If I have a client who just absolutely hates their job and they want to get out as soon as they possibly can, and they don't have a lot of bills, and they've looked at the early retirement and they go, you know what, I think I could definitely live on that money. It's enough money. Or, you know, maybe that client has longevity on their side and they live a long time. So turning it on early might mean that at the end of the day, they actually collected more money. But it's different for everybody, Steve.
Okay, it's good to know, and important to understand the difference. And so when we talk about your full retirement age, the FRA, that obviously depends a lot on when you were born, obviously.
It does. You know, when you talk about full retirement age, the way that you can think about it is if you were born, for example, 1954 earlier, your full retirement would be at age 66. But then there's actually calculations for the rest of them. So if you're born in 1955, as an example, your full retirement age would be 66 and 2 months. If you're born in 1956, it'd be 66 and 4 months, and so on, all the way down to 1960 or later, your full retirement age will be 67. So it's a little different for each, basically ranging from 1954 to 1960. And if you go online and set up your Social Security or Social Security statement, it'll show you right on there exactly what full retirement is.
Yeah, I've been impressed with that Social Security website, Robert, in terms of going there and seeing what your potential check can be. And then if you move that little gauge, you can see it changes by the month. If you get older or you go younger, I mean, again, it changes. It's a very well done website, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And it's super user friendly as well. Just like you just mentioned, Steve, you can slide things around, click on buttons. It's very easy for the average consumer.
Well, and there's even an opportunity to, if you're retiring as a couple, you can put in your spouse's information as well. And it kind of gives you an idea. I mean, it's not a great, I'm not saying that's how you should answer all of your questions, but I'm saying it's a way to get information on your own.
Yeah, I say start out there, absolutely. And if the folks decide to give us a call or come in, you know, having that coupled with the complimentary report that we do, they have everything they need to make a really good informed decision on their Social Security.
So what if it's a situation where, you know, maybe she or he, whoever, has been, you know, a stay-at-home parent, and they didn't really ever work? Can that spouse still get Social Security? How does that work? What's the cutoff?
Yeah, there is actually spousal benefits, even if the person hasn't worked. But the main thing you need to know about that is if you're going to collect spousal benefit and you don't have the 40 quarters in that's necessary, basically what has to happen is the spouse that qualifies for Social Security has to have their Social Security turned on. And then if their Social Security is turned on, that spouse is entitled to half of that amount.
Okay.
But a lot of people think, oh, I just want to turn, you know, people who don't have the 40 quarters and they're married, they think, oh, I'll just turn in my Social Security, you know, early. Well, you can't unless your spouse's is turned on. So the spouse that's qualified for Social Security has to have theirs on, and then the spouse not working can receive half that benefit.
And that becomes part of the strategy, too, as far as when you if you're a couple and there's any sort of age difference, you know, it depends on who claims first. And again, generally, it's the higher earner who is going to claim last because that's the biggest benefit. That's the biggest check.
That's very normal, Steve. And again, I'll go back to the same thing I've been telling listeners today is, you know, get that comprehensive analysis that we give out and it'll answer all those questions. You know, when you sit down with us, we also have people on our team that basically our case design team that actually they work with a company called Horse's Mouth and basically learn Social Security every single year, year in and year out. So even for those real technical questions, we typically have people that can answer those.
Wow. I mean, because that is not always the case with advisors, certainly. I mean, the thing is, you can call Social Security or you can go have a meeting and you can ask them the difficult questions, but they're not going to answer them. And it's not that they can't, it's not that they don't know, but they can't, literally.
They can't give advice, Steve, is what you're trying to say, I think.
You know.
They're not allowed to give advice. They can answer questions about your Social Security, like the number, you know, how it's calculated, things like that. But they can't give you advice as to what's the best way to take it. And, you know, when we sit with clients that are about to retire, Social Security is a big part of that planning. And I know a lot of advisors don't like to talk about it because, you know, it's not really what they're managing. But we believe that Social Security is an imperative part. So we sit down and do as much as we can to educate consumers on that as one leg of their income during retirement. We'll discuss possible pensions if they have it. And then, of course, we'll talk about lifetime income as well. But if you have, you know, three legs of income coming in, I think you're in pretty good shape when it comes to retirement.
I think so, too. And so are there any mulligans in Social Security? Is there a do-over if we decide to claim and then, oh, whoops, I don't want it anymore? What can we do?
Yeah, you could turn it off and, you know, give the money back and then ultimately restart it later. But, you know, we don't have many people that end up running into that situation, Steve, because, you know, it's very well thought out before our clients turn it on. And we don't run into a lot of people that turn it on and then, you know, they decide that they shouldn't have turned it on. I mean, in most cases, if it's already on when they meet us, it's because it needed to be on. You know what I mean? But yeah, if you don't want to take the benefit and you kind of want to get a redo, you can do that.
Sure. All right. 877-841-1963. So if you claim before your full retirement age and then you're still working, there's penalties that are invoked at that point, aren't there?
There are. And a lot of people, surprisingly, are unaware of that. But basically, for every $2 you make, $1 goes back to Social Security. So you have to be careful that if you're going to take early Social Security, just make sure that you don't earn. It's $21,240. So don't earn more than $21,240 if you're on early Social Security, because you want to avoid that penalty, of course.
Of course. And so, but that really is what it's all about, is if you take it before, there's a penalty if you earn over a certain amount. And what about once you reach full retirement age? Are there any penalties at that point as far as working?
No, that's a great question, Steve. So after full retirement, they can make as much money as they want. There's no penalties associated with that. So, you know, you'll find that I'm a big believer in full retirement age if the client can make it there for many reasons. Obviously, you know, if you wait till full retirement, it's higher than early retirement. Also, you know, if you look at your break-even points, if you defer, a lot of times the clients look at the age that they'd have their break-even point, and they look at me and they go, hey, who cares if I make a little bit more money when I'm 85 years old sitting on the rocking chair on the front porch, right? I'd rather have the money now and enjoy my retirement. So, right. But yeah, to answer your question, there's no penalty to make income after full retirement age.
What kinds of things do you see people doing in terms of their Social Security claiming? Are there some fairly creative things that you can help people with?
You know, there used to be a ton of strategies when it came to Social Security, but today really, I mean, one of the biggest things is the question is, should you defer or should you not defer? And, you know, deferring, people don't really understand this. If you defer your Social Security, they hear this term of 8%, it grows by 8%, but it's not the annual benefit that grows by 8%, it's your payout that grows by 8%.
Uh-huh.
And most people don't understand that difference, but it's hugely different. As an example, if I had $100,000 and it grew by 8%, it would be worth $108,000.
True.
But let's say I was taking $10,000 a month, which I know is very high, but I'm just using that for easy numbers. If I was taking $10,000 a month, then my payment would be $10,800. So if you take the $800 that you made extra and multiply that by 12, that's $9,600. So if you were to compare apples to apples, you would say that the total overall benefit grew by 9.6, not 8%. So being that your payout grows by 8%, that's a big deal, Steve.
Oh my gosh, that is a big deal. And to be able to see that, especially play out, again, I'm going to go back to the website, to see that play out is like, okay, I think I need to wait maybe another year. Okay, 2 years. Okay, I'm waiting until 70.
Yeah. And
you know, I mean, you just see that and it's like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bigger number. And, you know, like we talked about earlier, a lot of people are living longer these days. And if they're healthy and they feel good and they don't mind their job, really, waiting is not that big of a deal for them.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you want to have that discussion about Social Security and what when it's right and work with a team that can really help you maximize that benefit, now's the time to give Robert a call.
All right. So any of you folks looking to retire, you want to really learn about Social Security, all the strategies you can use, how you should take it, when you should turn it on, how much money you can make, how much money you can't make, give us a call. We're happy to sit down and go through this with you one-on-one. All of our consultations are no cost, no obligations. We look forward to seeing you.
Sounds fantastic, Robert. 877-841-1963. It's a great opportunity for you to get that, well, to get that financial roadmap put together, an opportunity to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation. Take advantage of this. You can find out about risk. We've been talking about that today. What about red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? Do you really know what you pay in fees and commissions? Well, what about potential tax liabilities? And of course, that plan that would include maximizing your Social Security benefits, just what we've been talking about here today. Now, if you want to take advantage of that, it's a complimentary review. Just give us a call, 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened.
It's that time. Questions from you, answers from me. We'll be right back.
And now, a nightmare retirement consultation.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, right? No risk, no reward, right? We're going all risk, see? We're going to put everything you got in the market. You're going to love it.
Don't walk, run from that office and go to your future retirement partner who has your best interest in mind with a retirement plan that includes growth, protection, and income so you can sleep well at night. Call Robert Hall and the team at Affinity Advisory Network, 877-841-1963. That's 877-841-1963.
And we are back on Retirement Readiness Radio. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Robert Hall is here having a great conversation as always. Robert, things are, as we get into fall and football and all of that kind of stuff, businesses, you guys are still really busy, aren't you?
Yeah, surprisingly, Steve. I think it's because obviously we're here in Canton, Ohio. During the summer, we find that not as many people meet, but I think it's because we're taking advantage of, the nice weather here.
Sure.
And then as fall, even though it gets busy with football season and all that, we tend to get busier, fall, winter, spring, all of those areas. So, we are jam-packed right now, but that's a good thing. We're happy about that.
All right. And again, folks, you can still get in and sit down with the team, 877-841-1963. All right, let's jump into some of these questions here, Robert. Barry is up first. Barry says, I'm 60, scheduled to retire in 18 months, but I'm stumped about taking Social Security as it relates to IRA withdrawals. Now, my full retirement is 67. I always assume that I take Social Security as soon as possible. My logic has been that by delaying or limiting the withdrawals from my IRA, I would be able to continue to grow it and earn money. Am I way off here?
Yeah, obviously, if you're not taking withdrawals from your IRA, you give it more time to compound if it's continually making money or if markets are good. At the same token, you also are carrying risk and it could go down, right? Unless you're in safe products. But at any rate, it's different for every person. I mean, sometimes it makes more sense to actually take withdrawals from current assets to be able to defer to get higher Social Security. And sometimes it makes more sense to turn on Social Security and delay taking money from your overall assets. So there's many things to consider there. It's, you know, number one, what are your bills each month, right? How much money do you have to have? How long are we going to have to defer to either reach retirement or start withdrawals from the IRA? So there's a lot of considerations. And for everyone that listens, you'll find that each and every one of them have their own unique situation, and it could be Social Security first, it could be IRAs first, it could be both.
Okay. Well, all right, there you go, Barry. Give us a call. It's 877-841-1963. But those are the kinds of questions that we like to hear from people, because it shows, I mean, he's thinking there. He's trying to come up with his own strategy.
Yeah, and you know, we see that a lot, Steve, where people, you know, they've come up with something in their mind that works well, but unfortunately, they don't have some of the software and things that we have to give them the exact numbers to go, hey, this is what you should do, and hey, this is why you should do it, right? But I do love it. I love that he's looking through it, planning for his retirement, and having ideas of how to do that.
Barry, give us a call, 847-841-1963. On we go. Joyce has a question. She says, when you withdraw monies from a 401k plan, pay the taxes, and reinvest the balance into a Roth 401k, is there a waiting period of 5 years before that profit is tax-free? Also, if you do this yearly, must each conversion amount be held for 5 years? Or once the Roth 401k is open, is only 1 5-year period required?
Wow, Joyce had a lot of questions in there.
Yeah.
but I think I understand what she's asking. So, you know, whenever, and I love the fact that her employer has a Roth 401k.
Yes.
There's a lot of employers that, you know, Steve, they don't have that. So her having that option is tremendous, because that's just going to help her retirement more and more grow tax-free. So the way it's going to work, if she's doing it year after year, as she's explaining it, there's only going to be 1 5-year period, and it's when the Roth 401k is open. So from the start date till 5 years later is when she has to not touch the money without penalty. But all of it's going to grow 100% tax-free. And really, you know, if she can put as much money as you can into that Roth, you know, that way all that money grows tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you mentioned that some companies don't have it, some companies do, the best way, how can we find out if our company offers a Roth 401k?
Yeah, I would absolutely ask, if you're contributing to a traditional 401k right now, ask either the administrator, you know, who's clearing the money, or a lot of times your HR department can tell you as well. You can also request what are called plan docs. You'll find information in the plan docs, whether they offer Roth 401ks or not. But if they do have a Roth 401k, you have, and you do have the availability of the extra money to put in there, and the taxes aren't burdensome to you, Roth IRA is going to be the way to grow your money 100% tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thanks to Secure Act 2.0, if you do have a Roth 401k option and you also have a match, well, starting, I believe it's next year or it's 2025 because of Secure Act 2.0, that contribution, you can also put that match can also go to the Roth.
Yeah, like you said, I'd love to see that. I hope it does happen. But that is something that is new, because a lot of clients complained about that in the past. If they did have a Roth, is they couldn't get that match. So
yeah,
That'll be exciting if that can happen.
Sure. 877-841-1963. David has a question. David says, with the recent downturn in the stock market, I'm trying to look for ways to protect my portfolio. I know of the adage, diversify, diversify, diversify. But what does that actually mean? And how do I go about diversifying to protect my investments in volatile markets? I like that question.
Yeah, I think diversification is one thing. Obviously, that's just spreading out risk is all that is. But really, we look at diversification into not only the investment side of our business, but into the insurance side as well. There's a lot of products that people can get into that create, you know, income for life. There's products that we can do from a wealth transfer standpoint. So really, when he talks about diversification, you know, we do believe in don't put all of your eggs in one basket. But further than that, we don't believe putting all of your money directly into the market either. So Diversifying among product classes as well is important.
And that whole process, that whole thought process of where you're putting your money and whether it's investing, whether it's, you know, in a different product or a different annuity, whatever it might be, that really becomes, you know, part of our overall strategy, which is where you can really lead us to the right way to put together a retirement plan that's right for us.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of these consumers, there's a very known rule when it comes to how much money to have at risk and how much money to have safe. you know, when he's talking about diversification, that's primarily all at risk, obviously, if he's all in the market. Mm-hmm. But the rule of 100 is a simple starting point for people where you can take 100, subtract your age, and the amount that you get, the answer to that question is how much you should have at risk. So as an example, if you take 100 and let's say you're age 70, you'd get 30. So 30% of your money should be at risk, while 70% should be safe. So someone like David, you know, we would need to know his age and starting point and where he's trying to go. But ultimately, I think having safe money amongst the diversification is definitely key.
All right. And David, it's 877-841-1963. Linda has a question. Linda says, I am asking a question on my parents' behalf. Now, my father is approaching his full retirement age. Now, I recently learned that his entire portfolio, $2.5 million, is tied up in a single stock, which happens to belong to the same company that he's worked for since the late 90s. In the bull market, his retirement flew above 3M, and he thought he was set, so he didn't protect it or move any of it. However, it's taken a significant hit in the bear market, which has come at an inconvenient time. Is that ever convenient? Any suggestions on how to handle this situation?
Yeah, I would say it's never convenient.
Not so much.
I'm with you, Steve. You know, again, this goes back to kind of like David's question that we just talked about is, you know, if we were to look at the risk on this portfolio and you talk to any of our investment advisors, they're going to really raise an eyebrow and go, whoa, you have $2.5 million all in one stock. That's very, very risky, right? Mm-hmm. So the first thing that we got to do is we got to get some of that moved out of that position and into other products that carry less risk. Now, one thing that I would definitely want to talk about with Linda is I would want one of our accountants in the room as we're discussing her case because, you know, there's also significant taxes that we need to be aware of with the step up in basis from the $2.5 million. That's got to be a consideration if we're thinking about moving some of that money because if we move it, it's going to get taxed, whereas if it's inherited, it's not. But there's also that significant market risk because it's all in one stock. So there's really a lot to talk about in Linda's case. But this, again, goes back to what we talk about with that multidisciplinary approach where you have that investment advisor in the room, you have that insurance agent in the room, you have the accountant or the tax preparer or CPA in the room so that all of those things are discussed because all of those are very important in Linda's case.
Of course. Well, and she's looking out for her parents as well. And do you often see that where someone may have worked for, I mean, I know it's probably the exception, but I know there are still people who work for the same company over, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, and that is where they put all of their retirement. Is that something that you've seen before?
We've seen it many times. I mean, you talk about it, Steve. I've been helping people do this for over 20 years now.
Right.
And so we've seen that a lot. And as I mentioned, that was one of the reasons why I brought that up is, you know, with the step up in basis that mm-hmm. the heirs receive, there's got to be very careful consideration around when we're moving that money out and what that money is going into and what the benefits are, because you obviously don't want to give up the taxes if the benefits aren't better, right? Because of the stepped up basis. So in this case, I would, in a case like Linda's, I mean, we would absolutely have an investment advisor in the room. We would probably have a financial fiduciary in the room. We would have an insurance agent in the room, and we'd have probably a CPA in the room, all discussing this at one time, working all the numbers and making sure that financially it makes the most sense for the family.
Sure. Wow. You really do. I mean, you take a genuine interest in people just as people, don't you? I mean, I love that.
We do. And every retirement's different. I mean, you've heard me talk about this on the show for, you know, a long time now that, you know, my viewpoint on retirement is probably different than most, you know, just like most of us say, push your Social Security all the way out to age 70. Well, my attitude kind of towards that is, okay, if you're 85 and you're not spending the money, really, was that increase worth it? Or would have you rather had the money earlier, did a lot more when you were feeling good and were a little bit younger and you carry that money a little bit longer? Does that make more sense? So it's not just the numbers here, Steve. It's really the people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Again, I like that. Folks, if you'd like to sit down with Robert and the team, now would be a great time. This is the last opportunity today that we're going to open up the phone lines and invite you to call. Come on in and have a conversation with Robert.
So folks, if you're interested in some of the answers that you heard today, you know, you have questions about the five-year rule on Roths, or you have questions about your IRA, your 401k, you're worried about what money you should move or inheritance, all the things that we've talked about from all those questions, these are things that we do every day, and we do it day in and day out. We've been doing it for over 20 years. So we'd love to see you. Give us a call. Come in, sit down, take advantage of that no-cost, no-obligation consultation.
Here's an opportunity for you. This is the last time today that we're going to open up the phone lines and invite you to call and grab a spot on that calendar. First of all, there's no cost, there's no obligation, and it's a way for you to get a better handle on your own financial situation. Find out what your investments are costing you, maybe because of high fees or commissions. Are you sure you know what you're paying? Well, find out. Tax implications. Yes, that's a discussion that you will have as well. And income that you can securely generate from your savings once you move into retirement. It's all part of the plan. 877-841-1963. 877-841-1963, the year the Canton Football Hall of Fame opened. Robert, it is always a pleasure to talk with you. I like what you do. I like your style. It's just great information that you're putting out there.
Always a pleasure, Steve. We'll see you next Saturday.
Robert Hall is a licensed insurance agent. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a financial services firm helping clients prepare for retirement through the use of insurance and investment products and services. We are not endorsed by or affiliated with any government agency. Affinity Advisory Network, LLC is a network of professionals acting together for the overall benefit of each client, including CPAs, insurance agents, accountants, real estate professionals, VA-accredited claims agents, and attorneys. Investment advisory services are offered through a network of appropriately licensed, registered investment advisor representatives. Some of the professionals within the network work directly for Affinity, while others maintain a separate and independent license. This material is not intended to and does not constitute legal or financial advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, tax, and/or legal advisor regarding your unique circumstances. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No investment strategy can ensure a profit or guarantee against losses. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Product and feature availability may vary by state. We do not offer every Medicare plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. Availability of benefits and plans varies by carrier and location. Deductibles, copays, and coinsurance may apply. Plans purchased after initial enrollment period are subject to eligibility requirements.